Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Yes, it is. Another Saturday comes and another weekly is upon us. My goodness, they're just churning through the weeks now. I feel like we were doing this yesterday, Pat.
You know, it does come up pretty quickly. It does.
And thankfully, we have news to discuss. A couple of significant kind of segments of news to get stuck into at least. But before that, Pat, how are you doing, my good man?
I'm pretty tired. I stayed up way too late obsessing about toys again. And I have a toy show after this, so it's going to be a long day for me.
I'm sorry. Today's show is going to be 5 minutes long, I'm afraid, guys, because Pat has to leave. Just kidding. You know what will happen. It'll be another another 4 hours worth, and everyone will just be like, I'll just get on with it. Anyway, thanks for all the comments already. Loads of people are viewing already and checking us out and commenting. Really appreciate it. Good morning to all of our cheese bags, all of our full forces, all of our double F's, whatever you want to call yourselves. Yeah, thanks very much. Anyway, news to get stuck into today. The first kind of significant piece of news is in Super 7 related territory. Not just that, though, Tiger Force and Python Patrol. A brand new batch of Super 7 G.I. Joe reaction listings have appeared, courtesy of Toy News International, showing seven new variants of well-known characters for Python Patrol and Tiger Force. The listings include Python Patrol Destro, Python Patrol Cobra Commander, Python Patrol Baroness, a Python Patrol Battle Android Trooper, Tiger Force Snake Eyes, Tiger Force Scarlet, and Tiger Force Duke. In typical Super 7 fashion, it would appear that they are taking a slightly different view on the subteams, incorporating characters yet to be released in those particular decos, with the exception of Tiger Force Duke and the most recent classified inclusion of the Battle Android Trooper for Python Patrol. I imagine they will be looking at this with an eye on Sunbow, but with no official images or even leaked images yet, we will have to wait and see what they come up with. Entertainment Earth have the listings up for pre-order already for the usual $20 price point, link in the description, and they look to be slated for an August release. I am really looking forward to seeing the official images for these, and I hope they drop soon. I need that Tiger Force Snake Eyes in my life.
Yeah, Tiger Force, I've got some Snake Eyes t-shirt on, just for that.
I've got some Pole Position t-shirt on.
I was going to say, I saw Pole Position, and I was going to shout it out and go, Pat, are you wearing a Pole Position
t-shirt? Oh, I love that show.
I always wanted in my car a little, little kind of, you know, handle box thing that you could pull out of the panel that had the little digital face on it. How freaking cool would that? Why hasn't that happened in cars yet?
You know, actually, it occurred to me that the screen on my car, I should change the background to look like one of the two of those.
Definitely.
That was right.
Yeah, that was a great cartoon. Absolutely loved it. And another banging theme tune, by the way. We always talk about old cartoons on here, and we always talk about banging theme tunes, and that is an absolute beauty. Thank you, Matt, for your super chat. Happy Saturday to you, fine gents. Also wishing a happy Saturday to Kate and Phoebe. That's very kind. Thank you very much. And they wish it all the way back to you as well. Pat doesn't. He hates you. I'm just joking.
See, Pat. Saturday.
There you go. See? And also Zartan. Thank you very much. The Zartan with the super chat. Very appreciate. Thank you so much. Is everyone having pizza, donuts, and grape soda for breakfast this morning? I'm actually having a cup of tea in my Boba Fett corksicle mug. What have you had, Pat? Or have you not had anything yet?
I'm just having my a wake up diet cherry Pepsi.
Good morning. thank you, Zartan, and for Matt for the super chats. Really appreciate that. Slave says, it's been a G.I. Joe morning. I was watching the Sunbow cartoon live stream before Full Force. That's a great way to get into the Full Force feeling. The Full Force feeling. That works. Yeah, that's cool. I used to watch the cartoon, I still kind of do. It's usually on in the background on loop
throughout, you know, pretty much anything from Pyramid of Darkness onwards is on loop on Tubi. Right, let's talk about this then, Pat. Ryan Costello's already saying, I'm most interested in seeing Python Patrol Destro. What color head are they giving him? There's a question for you, Pat. What do you reckon?
I'm going to guess gold. I don't know why I'm feeling that way. It's probably going to be a gold head Destro Python Patrol. If the Toys R Us set had some gold incorporated into it.
That's true.
And so I could see them going gold with Destro.
I kind of want to see them do the check pattern on his collar.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they do. It's a little strange to have, like, the higher up Cobras as a part of Python Patrol to me. But I guess if you're going to do it, it's weird to have a toy line that's 5 PUA and about $20 each and still feel like it's dabbling, you know, and kind of like an area where you could just have some fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess Reaction is a spot for that, if anything.
Yeah, definitely. No, I know what you're saying on that one. Definitely.
I lean more toward the Tiger Force end of this being things that I'd be interested in than the Python Patrol. And in my mind, like, if you're going to have Python Patrol Cobra Commander, it needs to be the one from Operation Dragonfire.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't think that's going to happen, though.
That would be pretty cool to get, like, a Battle Armor Python Patrol Cobra Commander.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, totally. It's awesome. Just to, like, again, get that mold going so that, you know, you could kind of expect it, you know, very soon afterwards. This is a good question from Andrew. Can we anticipate they will zig on this specific line where Classified is zagging? I think so, Andrew, mainly because I think they're gonna look at it as if Tiger Force was in Sunbow. I think they're gonna look at it, right? So they'll probably stick, and Python Patrol, they'll probably stick very well. Python Patrol was in Deke, wasn't it? So I think they're going to stick very close to that kind of aesthetic and that kind of vibe. So you'll probably see the vintage decos kind of morphed a little bit into these characters. I don't know. It's interesting to see what they're going to do, if they're going to homage anything, because obviously we've had the kind of I'd say bootleg Snake Eyes Tiger Force figure, haven't we, with was it Black Mage or Red Laser? I think it was Black Mage that did the Snake Eyes Tiger Force.
I think so, yeah. You know what they could do?
Go for it.
Because actually there would be, I guess, I don't know that it'd be Sunbow, but it'd be Marvel Productions handled the cartoon portion of the commercials for Tiger Force and Python Patrol. So in some ways you do have the animation that is not Deke for those characters.
I did ask Brian that in the first interview I did with him. I said, are commercials on the table?
Yeah.
And because of Tiger Force and Python Patrol, and he said absolutely. And then, you know, here we are.
Do you think that the crazy Crimson Guard with his mouth showing,
Oh, I hope so. If they did that, that would be such a deep cut. I don't think a lot of people would even get it. They'd be like, why have they done a Crimson Guard with no faceplate? He must be like the leader of the Crimson Guards. It's like, guys, check the commercial out. You'll know what's going on. It's really funny. It's quite jarring as well when you see it, isn't it, in the commercial?
You know, I had to rewind it a few times because it looks like maybe they'd drawn the mask in and then somebody painted it as a mouth. I'm still not quite sure what's going on there, but it looks so crazy regardless. Even if they did intend to draw it as a mask, it just looks so weird. Yeah. That in my head, it is just an open mouth, you know, an open face, not an open mouth.
It's kind of like when Optimus Prime removes his... amazing. WJ says, Tiger Patrol disguised Zartan. Actually, that's a good shout, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely...
There's a convention one. And, you know, I kind of wonder, do you think that the bat will be the same approach as the Classified?
That is a great shout. Sorry, I'm also multitasking, going through some comments here and kind of trying to catch up a little bit. But yes, I think they. I don't know if it will be exactly the same as the bat, but they might. I don't know. It's an interesting one. I think they're going to stick closer to the vintage deco with the greys, the greens, and the kind of yellows. I've got a feeling they might do something like that with the bat. Because I'm sure there's like a thing where they can't like even though they're probably in cahoot, well, you know, they're working closely with Hasbro, obviously, because they're official license and everything. I just wonder if there's a thing where they don't want to do that. They don't want to just create what is going on. They want to kind of go with something.
I wouldn't imagine that Hasbro would have had any reason to have shared with them their development stuff for that Python Patrol bat. You wouldn't want that getting out to every, you know, you just wouldn't want to send that out to licensees until it was like, I don't know, ready to put on a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So yeah, I'm expecting something completely different. Plus, like the cross pattern thing for that bat, it's only on the chest plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Which isn't on the reaction figure.
Yeah, totally.
So
yeah, that's a good point. I think we'll see something slightly different with the bat. Grant is saying, seeing the listings from Super 7, can we say that Tiger Force, Snake Eyes, and Scarlet are official? Possible to see these and classified since they're also doing a Python Patrol bat. Yeah, I think, you know, there might be that kind of back and forth swing that you get. I suppose it depends on how effective or how popular Snake Eyes and Scarlet are in that deco. They probably, like with Classified, I'm not sure if they're thinking to do Snake Eyes as Tiger Force or Scarlet. They're probably trying to keep like as close to what has been. With when they kind of introduce new ideas, it's always like one or two here and there, or it's a new idea. Like, it's not necessarily like, let's just put that in a thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Hard to say. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I agree. I think that they are leaning so much into things that already existed in classified that there's not a great chance of that. And there's a lot of characters still to be done in Tiger Force. That if we started just adding new ones rather than getting to the ones that existed, you know, people may be tired of Tiger Force. There may be some people tired of Tiger Force by the time we get around to some of the ones that some people really, really want. So I don't necessarily know that that'd be a great thing, but you know, that they're going to keep making various versions of Snake Eyes. These are some core characters.
Yeah.
So if they end up making a Tiger Force one just as something fresh and new, I do think kind of a Tiger Force Snake Eyes probably would have been more interesting than the more recent Snake Eyes and Timber we got.
I wish they'd gone all white with him, just as they did with Timber. Yeah, it would have been stick Timber's butt in the picture. There you go. That's what Timber looks like from the back end. I would have loved
it. It should have been straight up Sigma 6.
Yeah, I would have loved that in all white, genuinely. Anyway. Or not just all white, but like lots of different, like off-white, gray, you know, like, you know how they do. Not just white.
Yeah, like the Sigma 6 Snake Eyes.
Exactly. And yeah, you could use the scarf then as like a bit of a gray, and it would be like a nice, yeah.
Like look a color break, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is a good question, actually. Which Baroness figure do you think they'll use, blue or black? That's actually a good shout. I think probably black. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I'm thinking black. They'll probably try to find a reuse for that. Plus, that will feel a little more like it belonged in Python Patrol, since Python Patrol is an original toy repaint thing, and that's the toy.
What version did they use for the Glow Patrol Baroness? Does anyone know? I've completely forgotten.
I'm guessing it was the blue one, but I don't remember.
I think it was the blue one. If it isn't, then you might see the blue one in here, but I would imagine it's going to be the Black Baroness costume gets the Tiger Force treatment on this one. I thought it might have been. I had a funny, weird recall that it was the blue version. I think the Python Destro helmet should glow in the dark, says RKW 1138. That is amazing. Yes, it would add to his gaudiness, definitely. I'd be well into that. I think that'd be really fun.
That'd be crazy.
Ed says, Full Force Weekly making me reread the Quick Kick arc of Action Force and then watching a Python Patrol commercial, motivated salesmanship. Amazing. You're welcome. You're welcome, brand. Yeah. I'm saying that you're welcome to the brand. Yeah. That we are carrying on our shoulders. I'm kidding, by the way. Frank says, what CG commercial am I looking for to see the weird face? Go to, I think it's the first Python Patrol commercial.
Yeah, it might be a Tiger Force Python Patrol combined, right?
It is, yeah. I think basically at the beginning, you've got Cobra Commander in his battle armor gear, I think, and they're having an argument, or something is happening.
And the Cobras are just like having fun, like playing volleyball, minding their own business. And then G.I. Joe attacks. It's a little weird.
There's basically a Crimson Guard and I think a Tele Viper either side of him. I can't remember who the other character is in Python Patrol that's behind him. I think it's a Tele Viper. And they're doing, I can't remember what they're doing.
I think they're like inside a base planning
yeah,
something.
But is he like putting a helmet on him or something? I can't remember. I cannot remember exactly. I can't remember but either. Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it and you'll be like, and you'll never unsee it ever again, Frank. We should have had an image of it. I should have assumed that's where you'd go.
I didn't think of it until we were talking.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the magic of the Full Force Weekly Live. Yeah, cool. Sorry, we're not going to get to every comment. As you know, it's just impossible. The Toy Files podcast says, Nightfall Snake Eyes. Oh, wait, we got him in 85. Yes, you did. And technically, I suppose in 89, that's Nightfall Snake Eyes, isn't it, Pat? Night vision goggles and everything like that.
Sure, that's true. Yeah, well, he didn't have the night vision goggles by the time he came out, but that would have been sweet.
Yeah, that, I'm just, you know, I'm being silly, but at the same time, I think, yeah, we have had technically a Nightfall Snake Eyes. Although you could argue that his deco would probably be nowhere near black in the Night Force. It would probably be brown, teal, and gray or something. Do you know what I mean? Like that's probably
some greens and some blues. Throw those in there for sure.
Absolutely. people are saying blue. A lot of people saying they expect the blue. Oh, sorry. I see. You were telling me that it was the blue Baroness and Glow Patrol. Thank you. Sorry, I lose track of what I've asked and said throughout the show. Tiger Force Eco Warriors, says Ryan Daly. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that's two sub-teams combined. I guess maybe it would make it so that Flint didn't have to pick.
Exactly. You'd have Tiger Force pants on and Eco Warriors upper body. That would be a weird combo. I suppose you could just put him in his Eco Warriors gear and then put Tiger Stripes on it. That would be so dope, actually. I'd be well into that. It would work really well for Clean Sweep, wouldn't it?
Sure, but then he'd end up looking a lot... I mean, the figure would end up looking a lot like the...
Airtight.
Arpuro, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Tiger Force Eco Warriors that also joined Sky Patrol. Like, I get a three-way going where they're like, literally glistening Tiger Stripes. That's what I'm all about. Silver Tiger Stripes, man. Chrome Tiger Stripes. I'm all about it. Any of those, Pat, before we move on, do any of those stand out to you as ones that you really are excited to maybe see?
You know, not really this wave. The wave that I'm way more excited for is the one that we were previously talking about with Red Laser in it. I think the figures of Duke and Snake Eyes are not actually that new and interesting compared to having Tiger Force, Duke, and Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I am just much more interested in getting those accessories from the other figures. And then the Red Laser, just that thing blows away anything that's in this wave.
Yeah, totally. And funny enough, it is a repaint, but you're right. It's like a different character. And it changes, completely changes the aesthetic of Cobra Commander.
Yeah, and realistically, I'm not that into the idea of having the higher Cobra people be in a sub team.
Yeah, you like to keep your ridiculous Sunbow character options very real world, and I'm with you on that. Make them more realistic, is what Pat says. God,
and
make
the CG with a crazy face.
Definitely, I would love that Crimson Guard 100%. Oh, Diana Davis says, totally off topic, but thinking about crossovers, I'm waiting for the HasLab Joe Transformers crossover with Battle Force 2000. You might be waiting a while there, Diana, but that is an interesting combination, to say the least. Would you be into that, Pat?
You know, I actually do like Battle Force 2000. I've always felt that they really serve a real purpose and are clearly they make sense in G.I. Joe to me. And I love Transformers, so that'd be two things I like together.
Exactly. Perfect. There you go. You've called it, Diana. You've made Pat his perfect crossover.
That's a good comment from, Future Focus Maximus.
Genius. Absolute genius, Jeffrey. Love it. Someone has posted the commercial, I believe. I think Don Snyder's posted the link, guys. So if you want to go check that out now, you're more than welcome. Obviously, I'd rather you stay here and watch us, but you know, you can open another link. That's fine. Open in a new tab. You know what I'm saying?
But right. He's Frank.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm Frank, by the way. Okay, Don. You got it, Frank. Don, Frank. Frank, Don. I'll just say Frank. Thank you, Frank. Right then. That is Tiger Force, Python Patrol, Super 7. Hopefully, we're not going to be waiting too long to see these. I know usually when we get these kind of listings, there's a fairly significant chunk of time before we see them like officially. Well, what will happen is we'll see leaked images first, or we'll see more details with more leaked listings. And then we'll see the official images a couple of weeks later. That's usually how it goes. But I'm genuinely excited to see what they've done with this. I think they're kind of fun. I know what you're saying, Pat, about the hierarchy getting into it, you know, but at the same time, like with Super 7, I think it's definitely more of a let's just have fun with it kind of vibe.
Yeah, and for with, sure. I appreciate that.
With Sumbo and Deke, I honestly think you can just throw reality out the window. It's making sense goes out the window. I don't think you can really apply any kind of logic to a lot of the things that go on.
So you're saying that Metalhead's grandmother is going to be one of the reaction figures?
100%. 100%. And I tell you now, I will buy one and I will melt it on video.
Just such odd writing for those episodes to include the grandmother.
It does go from like Sunbow being a little bit bonkers but still not believable but still right. Structurally sound to Deke, which just goes, you know what, we're just going to crank this to the areas that just make no sense whatsoever, and everything goes out the window with Deke. Everything does. There's no continuity, there's no thought of what this, you know, it's all, they just go for like really cheap laughs sometimes.
A lot of love actually for the Deke episodes too. It's weird, but I was really getting more heavily back into G.I. Joe with like the 1989 Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
And so those were coming around at a good time for me, but then they would have episodes where like, you know, the Joes and Cobras are just going to play football together.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they're going to kidnap the queen, or they're going
right. Yeah, there'd just be some crazy stuff. But I'd get genuinely excited where it's like, oh, you know, Big Bear's in this episode.
By the way, guys, I can't give too much away, but I am currently working on a project, Deke-related, that you probably won't hear much about it for a while, but I'm going to give you a little heads up right now. I am working on a Deke-related project, which I think you'll all get a kick out of. And it is, that's all I can say. I can't say any more. You can maybe speculate what that could mean in the comments. And it's going to be fun. And I think you'll get a kick out of it. Anyway, on to, and I love giving out just enough information to annoy people without telling them the full amount. But anyway, let's move on. Metalhead's grandmother said Cobra Man need to be reaction figs. Thank you, Robert H. I can't wait for Metalhead's grandmother. Unbelievable. That's a good shout, actually, Diana. Yeah. Still hoping for Ultimate's Fatal Fluffies, but not Reaction Cubby. I don't know. I think a Reaction Fatal Fluffy is more likely, honestly. What do you think, Pat?
Why not both?
Combine. Exactly. Just do for both lines, please. You can have too much. I'm not going to read that one out. yes, that's a good shout, actually, Robert H. Green Zorana. Absolutely. I love that version of Zorana with the pink, the green, and the blue.
I agree. I really do love that. I would love to see that in... in any figure form, I'd be excited.
Ed says this is his this is what he thinks my project's going to be. Chris's new project, going around and finding the deke animators and kicking them in the shins. That's not what I'm going to do, Ed. But anyway, let's move on. I cannot multitask. You can tell that. Anyway, we've got a lot of classified and G.I. Joe brand stuff. It's all like a lot of stuff to talk about. So we're going to play the first video, come back, and then probably play the second video almost immediately because I didn't have time to combine them.
Usually when Hasbro reveal the date for their fan streams, I get extremely excited and immediately start planning what to do for our own live reactions. However, today feels a little off to be celebrating anything after hearing the very sad news that G.I. Joe sculpt manager Corey Cantalupe was let go by Hasbro. Corey has been fundamental in the recent success of the brand that has produced so many awesome figures, not to mention his stellar work on the Power Rangers lines as well. He is an incredibly talented and dedicated individual who I know will move on to bigger and better things, I have no doubt in my mind. Our thoughts are with you, mate. Hasbro also decided that today would be the day to announce their next G.I. Joe live event fan stream, on Valentine's Day, no less. Not only is that my wedding anniversary, but I imagine it will be very interesting to see what else they reveal after a very surprising random G.I. Joe day where we got to see Snowjob, Scrap Iron with the drone, the Steel Core 2-pack, and the Televiper with Trouble Bubble. Hopefully they will have those models to show off, but also I'm expecting pre-orders and physical examples of the next 5-figure wave, featuring Rock and Roll, Torpedo, Copperhead, Shipwreck, and Bazooka. I could also see them showing off the female Cobra Officer Trooper 2-pack as well, seeing as we haven't heard from them in a while. That could also mean a look at Big Ben. There's also the high likelihood that we will get our first official look at the Python Patrol Crimson Guard after that figure leaked a number of weeks ago. Whatever they show us, I'm sure it will be awesome. The event will be live streaming on the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel on the 14th of February at 11 a.m. Eastern, so get ready for a ton more product, updates, and some cool reveals.
Yeah, so but actually before we move on to the next video, because obviously it is related with classified pre-orders and what have you, I think probably a little chat about the Corey situation, Pat, wouldn't go amiss here. Now, I have to say, like, I was really taken aback and very surprised, obviously, because over the years I've kind of got to know Corey as well, which is even worse, because like when you know someone that goes through this stuff, it's like it makes it like a hell of a lot worse. Obviously I feel for him way more than just because I'm feeling rubbish about it, but you know, it's a weird decision when the line is doing so well. There's definitely a successful like brand here again, and Corey's had quite a lot to do with that. I just felt like this was such a kick in the teeth. Didn't you?
Yeah, I don't really. It's not like I personally know Corey, but yeah. he's from around here, as I understand it.
Yes.
At one point, you know, he was on a live stream, and I was like, "Wait a minute, I know that guy. It's just been like 10 years since I've seen him." He used to, like, I would run into him locally. So, right. And you know, he stands out. He's quite a character, and there was a toy show actually where I finally like actually talked to him for the first time like many years ago, and then I remember being at Hasbro for either JoeCon or for the Transformers BotCon, and I saw him there working. I was like, wait a minute, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, I'm an intern now. So like I've known of him being at Hasbro for maybe, what was it, he's probably been there 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. He's been there a long period of time, yeah, and it's like, it kind of beggars belief a little bit. I know that obviously they're probably under pressure to lay off staff, but at the same time, I feel like it's a very short-sighted, very kind of like foolish thing to do, because it ends up costing more money in the long run, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you know, that just seems to be what Hasbro has been doing.
They've done it. Yeah, you're right.
What their cycle is.
It's the model.
It doesn't seem to be a reflection of.
It's not a reflection of his work.
It's not a reflection of performance. It's not a reflection of anything. It's just that's what they do, and I don't know how they. I don't know how they pick. It's almost like at this point they've done it so many times they probably have a well-developed random machine.
Yeah. Where they just... yeah. I don't. I think it is definitely even more callous. It's probably just more like, you know, we need to cut here, here, and here. This is the is the one. This area is like costing the most. Out you go, and like it doesn't matter that they've, you know, earned their position there or whatever. Yeah, you're right. It just seems very It's awful. And I must admit, like, a lot of people have jokingly called me a Hasbro shill in the past, and I understand why people do that, because I'm very, like, you know, positive, and I like, you know. But the thing is, it's not that I'm a Hasbro shill. It's that I love G.I. Joe, right? The brand, the brand team. I love Transformers, the brand team, the figures. That's what I love. That's what I really throw my passion towards. I'm not a fan of, you know, big corporations that do this kind of stuff to people. It's not fair and it's not good. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be like, oh, that's a terrible figure because of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, so... Right. Right. Yeah, that's like, I think a lot of people kind of say that sometimes, but at the same time, you know, I don't know, it kind of bugs me sometimes. It's like, I suppose it's an awkward balance to kind of walk as well. But at the end of the day, it's a really crappy situation, and I feel for Corey massively. And the thing is, though, he has so much support, and he's going to be fine. Like, he's going to be totally fine.
I had been thinking a lot about him across the week, and I do hope he lands on his feet quickly. That's part of it too. It's just not an eventual find, but that he finds something fast. I wish for him the best. It does stink. It just seems like this has been a part of Hasbro's corporate culture for years.
Yeah.
Because I do consider myself a fan of, you know, the greater output of Hasbro too, not just Transformers and G.I. Joe. The history of things, especially throughout the 80s, all the other brands and things, but it just seems like this has been what they've done, starting with those, starting with 1994, really.
Yeah.
Ever since then, they just do these massive, massive layoffs whenever finances aren't good. Maybe they feel it looks good to the investors, but to me, I just kind of think that they are destroying their core ability to be creative.
Interestingly, I know that with the whole debacle, like, there's been a lot of weird decisions recently with Hasbro, like the whole Dungeons and Dragons debacle. There's even a thing where Bank of America, I want to say, I think it was Bank of America, or whoever was doing their audit for whatever reason, they said something like they were kind of angry with Hasbro for losing a lot of goodwill with their customers.
Right.
And so that, you know, obviously a lot of that has to do with the Dungeons and Dragons issues, but there's been other things going on, you know, like very recently that have kind of like, I don't know, I feel like some bad decisions have been made in general. I think one of the bad decisions was letting Corey go on the G.I. Joe brand team and then the same day revealing the fan stream as if that was going to like make people forget about it. That seemed odd to me. That was a odd decision.
Maybe they just had the fan stream scheduled and they didn't realize that
news
had been out. Or
you hope that was the case. You hope that was the case.
Different departments not really coordinating or what may have happened.
But. You hope that is the case, obviously. Thank you to Matt as well for the another massive super chat, Matt. Thank you very much. It never ceases to disappoint when a greedy out-of-touch company lets go of top talent in order to maintain their record profits. Thankfully, with his level of talent, he won't be out of work long. Thank you, Corey, for all of the passion. And that's thank you, Matt, as well. It's a great comment. And I have to kind of also say, thank you to Corey for what he's done for Classified. And obviously, his effect is probably going to be felt for still a couple of years, because obviously, you know, these figures have been developed in advance. So, rubbish.
I just don't know how Hasbro can remain like an idea factory that they've said that they wanted to be whenever... Yeah. They're doing so much stuff freelance, and you know, the people who are there are, I don't know, just not having as many people face to face bouncing ideas around.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. I'm also gonna let's bring this one to a close because we've got a lot more to talk about. But at the same time, they drop the fan stream date release on us for the 14th. And usually I'd be really excited and can't wait to see what's happening. But I was genuinely down that day. Like, I was like, I can't bring myself. Even that, if you watch the news burst I did that day, it was like, yeah, so date for the fan streams. It's like that. It's like, I'm sure what they're going to show us is going to be awesome. So full force. It's like a proper medium force.
That's how I wanted it today. Full force.
Full force. In fact, yeah, we'll finish today with a medium force, kind of like, yeah, flags half mast kind of scenario. Anyway, let's talk. Well, before we move into our chat about the fan stream and about the other things, let's just cover the next video, which obviously is related to this, and then we'll come together and we'll discuss what we can expect, basically. Does that sound good, Pat?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to cut you off.
I got it in quick.
He was thinking I was going to cut him off again.
Yeah, you can just go ahead.
Well, this is an intriguing development. Toy News International have reported that the upcoming pre-orders for next week's G.I. Joe Valentine's Day and My Wedding Anniversary fan stream might have been pushed to March the 8th. Entertainment Earth had posted a Hasbro pre-order block for the 14th of February, which was assumed to be the G.I. Joe offerings for the upcoming stream. The online retailer very recently moved that block to March the 8th, suggesting that the upcoming pre-orders might be on hold for a short period of time. We should say that we haven't had official confirmation on this as yet, and it could be something completely different, but it does make sense if Hasbro are trying to spread out some of the upcoming costs for their customers, or they might not be ready to go just yet. We are expecting to see pre-orders for the next wave of five figures, including Rock and Roll, Torpedo, Copperhead, Shipwreck, and Bazooka, as well as a few other products that we have seen in digital render form, possibly the female Cobra Officer Trooper 2-pack, Big Ben, and any of the recently revealed G.I. Joe Day figures.
Yeah, so obviously this relates quite heavily to the previous video we just had, so it didn't seem worth it to get into a big discussion about the fan stream and then bounce this out. So first off, I don't think this is a major deal. If anything, it could be a bit of a blessing in disguise for a lot of people, pushing pre-orders out another month or so. What are your thoughts on this, Pat, just out the gate?
My gut feeling is they're reeling in the problems with so many pre-orders, and I think that's a good thing. If they can't quite line up the dates that things need to go on pre-order in order to make it more possible for fans to actually have pre-orders and not have a ridiculous number of them while also doing the live streams at the same time. Like, I don't expect them to be able to do a live stream just because it's a pre-order date. And I don't want them to make the pre-order date, you know, fit into whenever the live streams are. I'm okay with them being kind of two different things. So if that's what's happening, I'm good with it.
I wonder if it's got anything to do with the fact that it's on Valentine's Day.
You think that a bunch of people would be angry at their significant other ordering a bunch of toys on Valentine's Day?
I'm just thinking maybe that has got something to do with it as well. I don't know. Like, it just, I did notice, it's funny, when it was posted, almost every comment was that. Almost every comment I saw on the Hasbro official, on our post, it was all about, oh, I can see people getting upset about this. And it's, you know, like, I kind of get that to a degree.
Yeah.
But maybe give them another month to build up the funds again, you know? I don't know.
If they're going to do a HasLab Transformer that funds right before Christmas, I don't think they're going to move things out of the way for Valentine's Day. I mean, maybe.
I know what you're saying. I don't know. Who knows? I have no idea. Well, for one, I should also underline the fact we don't know if this is officially a thing. This is really just one of those detective things that Toys News International kind of like came up with when they noticed the switch on Entertainment Earth. Now, it's also very likely they have that insider information with Entertainment Earth. They are a sponsor of Toy News International. So it's one of those things that maybe, you know, you wouldn't necessarily make an article based on that if you weren't like somewhat convinced that that was the reason that it's happening. Unless you're saying it very clearly that this is really just a rumor or this is really just like a possibility. So I don't know. Yeah. I think there might be some truth to it. I haven't heard anything official yet, and I've been trying very hard to try and like grasp to see if this is an actual thing. But obviously, those kind of things, it's not like they're going to say prior to the event. So more than likely, we'll find out on the 14th whether or not this is the case or not. Well, they'll say pre-orders to come later. If they say that, then you know that it's probably March the 8th. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would imagine that would be the thing that we can kind of like come to a decision on. But if it comes around on the 14th and like pre-orders open, guys, then we know that it was just not an error, but like a misidentification of what was actually going on, or that's what I'm thinking for this. So just want to kind of make people aware that this isn't official information. This isn't definitely happening. That's why there's a question mark on there. But that brings me to the next point, Pat. What are you expecting for pre-orders?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's getting hard to tell what actually is part of a wave with the pipeline reveals and, you know, coming sometimes one figure at a time, one or two figures, rather than a full wave. So is that one, are those actually part of a wave? Is the top there?
Yeah, so it would be Bazooka. It would be, not Big Ben, Bazooka, Rock and Roll, Shipwreck, Torpedo, Copperhead, and that's it. That's the five, isn't it? Torpedo, yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. So that is, that's the five standard figure wave that we're getting. Then you've got the option maybe of Big Ben in there. You've got the option of the female Cobra Trooper and Officer Tupac. They did say on G.I. Joe Day, pre-orders to come later this year. That could mean in 14th of February, it could be March the 8th, or it could be December the 31st. Like,
what are we looking at that is fan channel on here?
I don't know if we know yet what those things are exactly, because the listings that have come out, we haven't been able to line up officially what a lot of those things are. So I don't think we really know as yet what things are, other than Snowjob is a deluxe figure. And, you know, like in terms of like the price point areas, we can kind of figure, we know that Scrap Iron is a pet price point, and we know that's a standard release. But other than that, the rest of them, we just know that the five wave standard figures are Bazooka, Torpedo, Rock and Roll, Shipwreck, and Copperhead. That's all we know at this stage.
Yeah, I don't really have a gut feeling anymore on the pet price versus the vehicle price, because if you walk into Target, it costs more for Snake Eyes and Timber than it does for Duke with the Ram Cycle.
Right.
And to me, it would be weird to have Scrap Iron cost more than the Televiper with an entire Trouble Bubble.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect from prices. I just am kind of looking at things and thinking what they may want to put up. For some reason, I think the Steel Core set with the jetpacks, that was the one that makes the most sense to me to go up for pre-order. I don't know why. And I would assume the wave of figures that you just said.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, you know, that's what we've kind of expected for a long period of time, I think, is that next five figure wave to kind of go up. But then anything else, especially with the reveals they did for G.I. Joe Day, I don't think it's not going to be all of them. Could you imagine if everything went up for pre-order?
Right.
Like, I think that would be absolutely insane, honestly. And I don't think anybody would be down for that. But yeah, what about like in terms of like, okay, so pre-orders, you can be kind of safe to assume there's going to be a wave of five and a couple of the deluxe figures, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you can kind of safely assume is going to happen. But then also you can take into consideration possible exclusives. So the Python Patrol Crimson Guard is another one that might be, but that might be saved for Target's own thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could, because they have had those Target fan events. And yeah, I could definitely see that happening.
There's also maybe the, obviously Walmart are getting a theme change at some point. So we know that you know, maybe to expect a possible Walmart exclusive. We could, there could even be a decision made on, what was I going to say? The comic publisher. We could be seeing the comic publisher getting revealed. in, you know, taking over from IDW.
I think it'd be weird if we didn't get that.
I know, like, we're already well into the year. And but then again, this is the thing, isn't it? The fact that the live stream has taken kind of this long to kind of kick off is probably the reason for all of those kind of holdups. Yeah,
that's true. And who knows? I mean, I would, if I was the publisher, I probably would want to have a couple of issues ready to go so that whenever that excitement is, you know, whenever they're getting all the free publicity from all the websites reporting it, that'd be around the time that you'd also want to have something for sale.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think we can safely assume that we're going to see the figures in hand for the Wave 5, a couple of maybe the deluxe kind of sets. I'm saying deluxe sets as an all-encompassing term, but like two packs, pet, vehicles, etc. I think they might even show off the Python Crimson Guard, possibly the other character that's going to be in that, because we knew there was a Python Patrol and a Tiger Force character. We've seen the Crimson Guard. I'm sure there'll be a Tiger Force one to show off as well. So maybe we'll see those in model physical form. I expect product imagery. If they do some sort of Walmart theme reveal, then I'm sure we'll get like any one of those characters that we've kind of seen maybe as an example. But again, with Walmart and Target, like I said, I think Target will probably save their pre-order at least for their own, you know, event. And I would say the same probably for Walmart would be a similar thing. I can't see everything going up for pre-order on the same day. I think that would just be
unbelievably
bonkers. In any case, that's kind of what I'm expecting. Now, in terms of like digital renders, Pat, are there any that you could expect out of that lot to see, or maybe even all of them?
Because
you've effectively got Buzzer, Ripper, Snow Serpent, etc. Yeah.
I would expect that Snow Serpent should hit sometime around the same time as Snow Job.
I wouldn't want
to be selling those too far apart from one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting the reveals now. They're not going to be here in time for this winter. So hopefully they are able to go on pre-order. Maybe people will be getting them online, and then they will be readily available at brick and mortar by the next winter. Is that how this is going to work? I don't know. I just kind of think that the timing of Snow Figures needs to be sometime.
It's going to be June, and you know it.
It probably is. It's going to be weird.
It's like when people say it's 8 o'clock somewhere. It's legal to drink right now somewhere. Like, you know, or it's that kind of thing. It's going to be snowing in some place on the globe, Pat, no matter when they release it. So, yeah, maybe they should just aim for the Himalayas when they release those figures.
And it's also weird, I guess, that we're getting anything in the summertime, because that used to not be a thing with toys.
Yeah.
You'd look at the Wave releases in the summer, would just be like, there's not going to be anything then.
Yeah, it's quite, yeah. Why was that? Do you know, was there a reason for that? Was it just because
kids were playing outside? And I guess, see, you know, that you didn't have the, probably the free publicity of the playground talk as well is probably a benefit to have things during school.
Do you know what? That is not an untapped resource, because they definitely tapped it, but that is one of those kind of like, I don't know, like just not recognized things. Because when I was a kid, oh my God, that stuff would spread like wildfire. Someone would bring a figure in or something, and it would just be like the talk of the day. And then the next day, people were still talking about it. And then like, people would start getting them, and then it would be then the rich kid had another figure, and it was like, oh my God. And then he threw the other one in the trees because you didn't care for it anymore.
I saw so many things for the first time was at school. Some kid brought in a boxed blaster, and I was like, what? For Transformers, never heard of the character before. And there he was right in front of me in the box. It was amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say it's a shame that isn't really a thing anymore. At least I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Yeah, we don't have recess, you and I, anymore. So maybe that's what it is. We didn't go to school.
We should do an episode called Recess, where we just show off new things that we've got and try and get the other person to also buy it. Anyway.
The whole thing from like one of those really dangerous merry-go-rounds.
Yeah, or one of those like... Those like
jungle gym that's like 10 feet high.
those spring things that, like, if an adult sits on it and they let go, it comes back and hits you and, like, takes you to hospital immediately. Yeah, those, definitely. Especially when those, one of those semicircular frames that when it rains is just the, don't even bother, mate.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
You're going to die. You're going to split yourself in twine, definitely. Anyway, enough of that. Yeah, I would also I should shout out Toy News International. This is their image, not ours. I have mentioned Toy News International a number of times in this. They're the ones that broke the story about the classified pre-order push, and this was their image they used. So I wanted to kind of utilize it just for ease, really. I'm just being lazy at the moment. I didn't want to stay up all night making my own graphics, so I just yoinked this one because it made a lot of sense. So thank you, Toy News International. Really appreciate that. Anyway. What do you guys in the comments think? Probably you've been telling me the whole time and I've just been completely ignoring you because we've been talking about, you know, schoolyards.
Yeah, they're talking about how maybe we should encourage Hasbro to make sure that they include some of the comic news. And yeah, I agree. I think that's a good idea. The new comic book is going to need that support.
Definitely. I'm interested to see what happens with it. I know that stuff's already being worked on. We know that, you know, artists and writers have all kind of been, including Larry, they've all been kind of like talking about they're already working on the next lot of things and everything. Mm-hmm. I did manage finally to read 300 the other day, and I'm not going to, no spoilers, but it does end on a massive cliffhanger. So it's good to know that they're continuing that and we'll get to find out what happened. Yeah, interesting indeed. Right then, I think that's it, Pat. I think we're done talking about this now.
Okay.
Are there any name reveals you'd like to hear? Are there any kind of characters you haven't heard? Obviously, we don't know of anything yet. Are there any characters that you'd love to hear about getting name drops? Are there any that you're waiting on specifically for them?
Sergeant Savage.
I know that's definitely one that you want. Do you expect that?
No, I don't expect to ever see a Sergeant Savage.
So in terms of that is your dream, that's a dream right there. Are there any other dream ones?
Yeah, that would be a surefire purchase. What?
Any other dream ones for you? Snake Eyes version 3, maybe?
Snake Eyes version 3, for sure. Yeah, that's the correct version of Snake Eyes for them to do next.
All right, shut up. But first off, I would say that a classified version 3 would be exceptional. Like they could, you know, have the modern...
It would be, yeah.
The modern kind of like flip-up night vision thing. They could have the removable trench knives on the chest.
Yes.
They could have all the cool weapons, like the sword with the holes in it and the hook on the Uzi with the silencer and everything, and then the blowgun.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they need to not leave that out, because I think that was probably costed out, I think, from the 25th figure.
Could you imagine?
The 25th figure was astounding. I love that one.
Yeah, the three section staff.
Yeah,
but I think it would be really cool if they added little blow darts that you could put into the back of the blowgun. How cool would I know they wouldn't really work, but like it would be cool as like a little action feature.
Yeah, or ammo clip or something like that. Yeah, there's a lot of things that they could do. There's like climbing claws on his backpack.
So yes,
you can give him those for his hands.
And rope. There's like a rolled up rope, isn't there, on his backpack?
I think actually the blow darts are, yeah, there is rope on the end of it, but then there's also the darts for the blowgun are on the backpack.
So you could eat, that would be great, because you could have them come off the backpack. That'd be so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, like, I think you never suck a blowgun, says somebody. Yeah, I said RKW, I will not. Yeah, definitely, that's awesome. So, people are telling me what they want to see. Ripcord and Cesspool, says David Allen. Hello, David. Matthew Matson says version 4. I'm with you on that one, mate. If you're talking about Snake Eyes, 100%. RKW says Cobra Eel. Another good shout there. Ed says, Pat, I love you. Mutton Junkyard for the love of Pete, says Ed. Yeah, definitely. Yes, and Ryan says that as well. Ryan says Mutton Junkyard, Doc Ripcord. There'd be good names, good name drops. Absolutely. I like these guys. Yeah, keep them coming. I'll try and get to as many as possible. Andrew says we did get Kamakura, so it's not infeasible, come to think of it. Yeah, you're right on that one.
That is true.
Cloudburst, says Jeffrey, you absolute legend.
Yeah, and that immediately makes me think of Sky Mate.
Big time.
Love some SkyMate.
Big time. Blimmin' boomerang and everything, please. Robert H., if we do get Sergeant Savage, it would probably be the Sigma 6 version. What do you think about that, Pat?
Well, the G.I. Joe Extreme version, right? For Sergeant Savage. Yeah, it could be. Who knows? Who knows what they would do?
Law and Order, pop a new head sculpt on the Timber body. I think they'd go fully all out on a new 1B, but you're right. You could probably get away with like a different angled neck piece and like a taller head kind of thing. I think you could get away with that. But I think they'd go all out on a new.
I would want an all new. They did such a good job on the articulation and the shape of Timber. I kind of think that the Order should be a little bit smaller than Timber.
Yeah. Maybe like body a little bit shorter from the ground up, but then the head probably a bit taller. But yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different type of canine. So I think that designing it from the ground up to be a little leaner, maybe I should say, rather than shorter.
Totally. Sean says, I'm waiting on an Alpine reveal. Yeah, well, we've done Bazooka, so Alpine's got to come soon.
So much
definitely.
Gear that they could give Alpine that would make him cool. Yeah,
I mean, all of the rock climbing guys, you know, Hit and Run are throwing that as well. Yeah. Like the gear for him and Alpine could be so next level. The Rock Viper, oh my god! If they did like a wave with those three in it, I'd quit. I'd be done. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Hit me up, baby. Never suck a blowgun. Already done that one. Matthew says, I repainted a second Snake Eyes Commando with Timber to be version 4, so a version 3 would be fun. I have a customer that also. Awesome, Matt. We're good to see those, actually. Ray Murphy says, come on, Sky Patrol with chrome parachutes. Yes, Ray. Very, very fun, definitely. David Allen says, we need a medic. It's overdue. Lifeline, guys. Come on, where's Lifeline or Doc?
I was going to say, which one do you think is more likely, Doc or Lifeline?
That's hard to say because they are equally iconic, I think. Like Doc has got that OG vibe that seems to transcend and keep going and then evolve into his niece. You know, like so there's that kind of, you know, he's got that kind of stretched out like, you know, history. And then Lifeline is just super iconic. And it's mainly because, you know, the bright red, the rescue on the leg, the gear.
You know what I wonder if they would do? It seems to be like one of those things that nobody ever talks about, but G.I. Joe had its very own medical rescue logo with that circle that has the two bars missing from it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that was, I'm sure that if you look at Doc and the pre-production one had like the red cross on it that ended up being an orange cross on the figure because that's a, you know, a trademarked logo.
Trademarked, yes, exactly.
Yeah, and even in the 12-inch line, I think that they had years beforehand, they'd had to adjust that in order to make a 12-inch figure with a not red cross. So when you get to Lifeline, they have the circle with the lines through it, and then Stretcher had the same symbol.
He did, yeah, absolutely.
As Lifeline. So
it's molded on his vehicle as well, isn't it, that?
It is. Honestly. It's molded. It had the stickers. It's. I think that there is a tampo on his bicep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so, Stretcher. Stretcher's a forgotten hero as well, man. I think he would be a great addition to the classified line as well, because you'd make him hench as well when you're like really super bulky, because that dude was huge.
Yeah, but like, what was with his weird vehicle? Like, he was getting in to help people quickly with a. Was
I
he
don't.
Like an Arctic rescue.
It was. It was super weird, but it gives us another vehicle, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah, it did. Like it definitely added value to buying that figure.
Definitely. Ryan Daly says, Chris, how about Doc or Lifeline with a pet accessory that's a medical gurney with foldable legs and wheels and a rig for 4 IV transfusions? Sorry, I was in my Roman numerals mode there. That's good, though, that I can read Roman numerals so quick, isn't it, guys?
Not a nurse. It says give him 4 transfusions.
Dude's going to be bloated with blood.
Why is he full of blood?
Unreal. How did he die? We just gave him 4 transfusions. Oh, right. Why is that? Oh, because I was reading in Roman numerals. Amazing, Ryan. Thank you for making me look like an absolute buffoon. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's a good shout. In actual fact, go back and watch mine, Pat, and Justin's monthly video where we discussed, I can't even remember what it was now, Pat. Was it just figures we want to see in the classified line?
Yeah, it was, I think.
Deluxe figures, wasn't it? Deluxe figures we want to see in the classified line. And my deluxe idea was Lifeline with that kind of, you know, fold-out gurney thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you, Ryan, on that one. I think that would be amazing. Jason says, General Hawk version 2, Doc, Footloose, Leatherneck, Dial Tone, Battle Armor CC, and Torch. Well, we know that General Hawk's coming. You can probably give, you know, you could probably bet that it's going to be the version 2 one, Jason, on that one. But yeah, those are all great shouts. Footloose is one that comes up a lot, I've noticed. It's one of those like low key ones that people will list out, but it kind of gets missed a little bit. But I think, yeah, definitely Footloose on that one. He was a good, he was a big favorite of mine, actually. Torch, says Robert H. He thinks they're going to announce Torch. It wouldn't be, honestly, what they did Buzzer, they did Ripper first, then they did Buzzer. I would be very surprised if Torch doesn't get name dropped on the next one, Robert. I think you're spot on there. I think so. Genuinely think so. Matt O'Brien, thank you for the super chat, dude. Again, thanks for the great show, guys, but have to dip out. Love you guys in full force. Have a great day, Matt. Thank you so much for all the super chats. You're a star. Dial Tone, says Eben Foster. That's another one that's been mentioned previously, but that's another great shout. I'd like to see Dial Tone, especially with that backpack and the kind of mic thing that comes down. That'd be so cool, wouldn't it, Pat?
Yeah, people criticize the communications people for, you know, at this point you just need a cell phone, but not really.
Not really.
Like, realistically, these people need to be able to set up communication anywhere. And sometimes I do have trouble with my reception of my cell phone.
Well, let's, like, if you think about it, though, it, like, yes, that is the case and all that kind of stuff. But why are you trying to real world G.I. Joe?
That is
like,
very true.
This is the thing I get really confused with, guys. Like I know Classified is a little bit more like realistic and so on and so forth. That's why Breaker doesn't have a lot of his gear. But look what happened. Breaker didn't get his gear. Everyone complained about it. And that's why you're getting Televiper with a giant TV gun, a backpack and a hose. So
yeah,
like,
he doesn't have his two microphones. Doesn't Televiper? I thought that the art or something that looked like Televiper actually has like that big chin strap is actually like two microphones coming down.
They've messed a little bit with the design, 100%, totally. Yeah. But like I say, like, you know, you take the gear and the accessories away, and people complain about it. I think with like Breaker, I get it. All of his thing is in his helmet and everything. I understand that. But at the same time, you know, everyone else gets accessories. So
right.
Give he's also going to be, you know, clearly he's out in the field. He's going to need some stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a communications array is great as well. But I think with Dial Tone, yes, give him that thing. The communications setup is they usually have like a building for it. And loads of gear and loads of like things set up. So yeah, you know, throw in a few new things, but I think you don't give them the stuff that we know them for. And then I don't have a problem with Mainframe having a laptop the size of a shed. Do you know what I mean? I don't have a problem with that. It's fun. Like, well, the legs could come out.
He may not be able to just access the Wi-Fi while he's in the middle of the jungle or the desert. Or some city where Cobra's trying to take over and has cut out the Wi-Fi and the internet.
Exactly. You know, he needs his mobile audio studio with beat pads on it and everything. He needs that. Anyway, Pythona is another good shout. I could do this for days, guys. Iron Grenadier says Hoochie Coochie Man. Great name, by the way. Ripper and Alpine says Jordan. Yeah, like Alpine. Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Sneak peek I saw there, and Crazy Legs 2-pack, says Clothesline Media. That's actually a pretty awesome 2-pack right there. Quick kick and Chuck Norris, I don't think so. Frozen Fudgies, amazing. Perry Hit and Run, there's loads of characters, guys. Sorry, we're going to be here for months if we don't move on. But yeah, I think I'd like to hear any of those as name drops, honestly. I think Torch is a good shout, because I think having Buzzer and Ripper, you can almost assume we're going to get Torch at some point soon.
The original Dreadnought Trio, yeah.
You know, getting Torch would be, as a name drop, would just be like, there you go. Phil, check. That checklist is kind of complete at that point. But yeah, I'd take any of those that people have mentioned. I'd also, yeah, we mentioned Hit and Run. I think Hit and Run would be a good one. I'd love to see, I'd love to see Storm Shadow version 2, but I don't know where they are with something like that. What do you think, Pat?
It seems like we'll get more of something from the... Well, I guess we're already getting two of the Storm Shadow version 1, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like they're going to probably play in that area for a little bit longer, I would think, with the look of Storm Shadow before they move on and give us a Storm Shadow version 2. That's just kind of how it feels to me. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's not been a lot of Storm Shadow, though. Like, for as many...
Mission... version 1 and the retro, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and the movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the movie. That's the one I was forgetting. Yeah.
I'm looking around just to see if there are any other Storm Shadows knocking about, but no, that's it. That's it, yeah. And I say that's it. That's four figures in 3 years. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But you're right. When you consider how many Snake Eyes has had, when you consider how many Cobra Commanders had, although I say that, yeah, no, that's legit. What is it? So Cobra Commander Regal, Dark Blue, Snake Supreme, Retro, and he's only had four. Is that correct?
The Dark Blue, the Light Blue, the Regal.
Yeah, Regal is the Light Blue. Dark Blue is the repaint of that. Snake Supreme is the repaint again, and with the cloak and everything. And then the Retro one that comes with the HasLab. That's only four. Am I missing one?
Feels like it, but maybe not.
I think it was just because it was in a short space of time that we got so many Cobra Commanders. Same with like Destro. We got a couple of Destros. We got three Destros so far. So yeah, Storm Shadow is actually leading to some degree the pack with versions.
Yeah, that's true.
Snake Eyes though. That way. Snake Eyes needs a version of Storm Shadow for every version for him. So we need a pet for Storm Shadow. What would you give him? Komodo Dragon? Yeah. Done.
The tiger, maybe, from Sigma 6.
Good shout. And then that tiger's in Tiger Force, technically. Right. Okay, we are definitely moving on. How have we got so much out of this episode today? I do not understand how we do this. In any case, we're moving on to shout-outs. Pat, are you okay with that?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm not going to cut you off this time, I promise.
Yes, you are.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Just realized we have to get through this quick because Pat needed to go early. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Shout outs, Pat. Go for it, mate.
Shout out to Philip, as always. I'm sorry that I am not on top of a new episode quite yet for the month, but I'm hoping in a short month that I get something done on time. Not that he can't do something this month, you know, if he already has something in mind, but we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay, we'll get on to that because I want to watch it. Hurry up.
All right, I will. I've been working on it. I just, you know, it'll take me a little while.
I get it. I feel you on that one. I should have done a Steel Core deep dive video ages ago, and it still hasn't happened because I just can't find the time. That will be coming soon, though. Big shout out to Phil as well. And yeah, and I still haven't changed the image. I will. I promise you, I'm changing the image next week. I promise you now.
Okay.
I don't know what image I'm going to use. But I'm going to think of something. Shout out to the fam, UK and US based, Kate and Phoebes as well. Love to all. I know Mom was watching earlier. Shout out to Mom and Dad. Love you guys. And of course, our fam in the US. I think it's a big day for them tomorrow as the Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. So all the luck to all of the NFL fans out there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be rooting for the Chiefs, obviously, because, you know, because we will. Because the Bears aren't in it. Lols. And what would your team be, Pat? The Bengals?
I don't really... I'm so far removed from sports that, like, for me, traditionally, Super Bowl Sunday is the day the internet works real fast in the computer lab in college. So I would get excited for it because the computer lab would be empty and the internet would be lightning fast. And I could look at all the message boards and download all the stuff that I needed. Yeah, so I don't even know if I know who's playing tomorrow.
Amazing. Well, it's the Chiefs and it's the Eagles. There you go.
I've helped you out there. The other one then.
Oh, Mum gives us a couple of hearts. Well, love you, Mum. Love to Dad. Love to the whole fam. Go Sports says Nostalgia. Sorry, I got the wrong one. Go Sports says Nostalgia JT.
Brilliant. If I had to pick, it'd be the Steelers, though, of course.
Oh, okay.
Where I am.
And Matthew Matson says, go Chiefs, the Bears. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Right then. The nitpicks, says RKW1138.
To go with my helmet, right?
Mask helmet. Unbelievable. Great inside knowledge there, RKW. You clearly are a fan of the show. Anyway, right then. That's that shout out. You got your shout outs. Move on. To Brian Sauer for the amazing graphics. And again, thanks, Brian, for getting all of that stuff done for me in the week. And yeah, I've got even more work for you, unfortunately, because we need to do a monthly very soon, Pat. And that monthly will then have new graphics because the monthly we did for New Year's had special graphics. It's a mess. So thank you, Brian, for doing all of that for us. You're a star. Also, it's still going, and this is the Total Action Force: The Battle Years soft cover Kickstarter. So close to funding, guys! You have no clue. It's up to 17,803. Like we're very close now. So there's 15 days to go. There's still a ton of time left to get in there. But if you are on the fence, just go in there, pledge now. Let's get this done early so we can relax the nerves of Paddy and Brian. But I genuinely think it's one of those things, isn't it, with their Kickstarters. It's crazy at the beginning. There's a massive dip for a long period of time. And then the last couple of days, it goes crazy again. That's happened every single time. So expect that again. But again, guys, just get in there. Let's get this pledged and funded. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I agree. It's just, you know, the upside down bell curve of Kickstarter. It's just how it works. This is well ahead of what other projects have been at, though, this close to the end. So
absolutely. Renegade Biker says, Chris, when are you going to do a full course day? Lol. We should definitely have combined those, Kate and I. So she does a cooking, and we do like a cooking channel based on nerdy stuff like G.I. Joe and other nerdy stuff. That'd be great, wouldn't it? That's a good idea.
That would be fun. Yeah, some cooking. That would be fun.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I think we're going to have to think about how to do this, definitely. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, David Allen, for pledging for that. Also, to all of you, the viewers, the listeners, the patrons, all of you guys that make the show what it is, we really appreciate all that you do for us. Pat, thank you one more time, buddy, for jumping on another epic episode.
Yeah, it's always fun. I appreciate being here.
This is a good one. I laughed a lot today.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, guys. Stay fresh, cheese bags, of course. And after 1, 2, 3, what are we going to do? 1, 2, 3.
Full force.
Oh, yeah, it's medium force, wasn't it? Okay, yeah. Rewind. 1, 2, 3. full force.
Full force.
Full force. I hope, did everyone give us medium forces? A couple of those all caps, that is, Renegade Biker. I'm not happy with. I'm just kidding. Oh yeah, a lot of you have done medium forces. That's good. Appreciate it. RKW went full caps, so he's excited for some reason. But no, thank you guys. Much appreciated. And see you on the next one. Bye. Say something. Say something, Pat. I dare you.
Bye.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.